The Feel Good Way to start your day. Jamie and Lee. It's
The Ringers Western Gold Buckle Camp Draft Championship is where we are, and we're catching up with one of the riders, Troy Palmer. G'day, mate.
How are you, mate?
Very well. Now, talk to us. We've just seen you go around the arena. It's an incredible sport. Can you talk to us a bit more about the sport of camp drafting, how you got into it?
Yeah, mate. I've been in the sport since I was about, competing since I was about 8 years old. My family's been heavily involved in the sport for probably the last 60, 70, 80 years, been competing. My grandfather competed at Sydney Show. My father competed at Sydney Show. I competed down there. We've competed all over Australia, drafting. They call it the family sport, but it's got a bit more professional these days. It's Australia's own horse sport. It originated in Australia, so it's a one-of-a-kind thing.
What do you reckon that the facility like Wallinga Park is doing for the sport?
Mate, the facility here at Wallinga, it's like the Melbourne Cup of camp drafting here. Like, there's no other horse complex in Australia. There's probably not another horse complex in the world like what you get here. The attention to detail with everything here. Terry's just, we've redone the camp here a couple of times. We've got it perfect now. And his idea of a grandstand at the back of the camp and my idea of the grandstand were two totally different visions. Like, he's got a magnificent grandstand there and that seats a couple of hundred people in the VIP area there, and it's the best place to watch the draft from. But his vision to build this place and horse complex for the people of Australia and also the camp drafters and that, like, I know it's a long way to come down here, but everyone loves to come here now, and it's the highest paying camp draft in Australia here at Wallinga.
Having watched you run around, having watched quite a few of them over the course of the day today, can you talk to us about what the judges are looking for in the scoring? Because you see them run around and call the scores out at the end of it, but how does that all work?
Mate, it's you got 8 head of cattle in the yard, and you go in and select a beast. They want to see you select a steer, hold it up the front, show how your horse works, holding a steer away from the herd, and then it's about how much speed you've gone on outside, how much speed you're using chasing the cow, your tightness of the pegs going around the course, how close you are to the pegs, speed, how well your horse works going around the course. They don't want to see a horse going around out there and lifting his head when you're checking him. They want to see a nice horse with its head dropping down and not lifting up and fighting the bridle. So it's about neatness and speed and athleticism in the yard. They want to see a horse that goes up there and cuts a cow out and really works a cow and takes a hold of a cow. That's what I think they're after here this week anyway.
What do you look for when you got the 8 head of cattle in the yard? What do you look for when you're picking one to cut out?
Well, you don't have to look for much today because the cattle have been very good. Like, Terry's purchased all these cattle out of the southern markets for this, especially for this camp draft, and no one else in Australia does that. Like, goes out and buys 2,500 head of steers just to run a camp draft, but he does because he wants to do it perfect. Pat Cleary's gone and sourced these cattle from the weaner sales down in the southern Victoria and all down through there. They're run on Terry's place at Murrum Bateman, and the guys up there, Brett Petty and Jack Ridley, they get these cattle ready for this draft, and they have them nice and quiet to come down here, and we've got feed in the backyards for them there, so they're nice and settled when they come in. So what I'm looking for when I walk in the yard is I want a nice steer just to move off me nice and quiet. I don't want him running around with his head in the air. I just want him to move away from me and have a bit of feel so that when I step to him, he's moving off me and not coming into me, and then he'll move off me outside and something that's a bit free moving.
And you said before it is an Australian sport. It's 100% Australian. Is it starting to catch on in other parts of the world? Is it something that other countries are picking up on?
Mate, we've had guys go over to America and Canada and do this. I start up a few clinics and stuff over there, but it's not too many other places in the world, I don't think. But I definitely think there's an avenue for it to take off in probably America or somewhere like that. We've had some American guys come out here and actually compete here at Wallinga. And Johnny Mitchell, he won the Cutting Futurity over there a couple of years ago in America. He came out here and competed. He's an Australian guy and been living in America for 25 years, and he came out here and competed here and loved it. Like, he went back and put a draft on at his ranch back in Texas, and just a heap of guys come over and they loved it. They thought it was great. But to this extent, I don't think anywhere in the world will put an event on to this extent. But we've got another event up at Queensland in September at Terry's other property, Joanda Plains, and we're hoping to have similar cattle to these, but they'll be all homebred cattle, not bought cattle.
Talk to us about the amount of work that goes in to preparing horses for these sort of events.
Yeah, it's a big job. It's a big job here, getting the horses ready. I've got a good team. I've got a good team of girls. My daughter's here, Tyler, and Hannah Riley. She's been with me for two or three years now. My wife does a lot. She's flat out looking after her two boys. But it's a massive job. Like, we've been getting ready to come to this event for the last two and a half months. Feeding horses, like, it's a day in, day out. Horses can't look after themselves. They've got to be fed. They've got to be washed after you ride them. They've got to be exercised. And we like to have our horses fed up, and we like to have them fit. We're jogging them 4 and 5, 6 Ks a day. So I got caught out here a few years ago, and my horses weren't fit enough here. And when I got to the final round, I ran out of horsepower a bit. But I learnt from that, and a good friend of mine, PJ Kaminski, I knew that he had his horses very fit, and he had them fed up and looking good. And when we got to the final round, his horses were still had as much going them as what they did in the first round. So I learned a fair bit from that. And then we have our horses very fit to come here, and we have them fed up and looking good. And they're looked after like kings, I can tell you.
Outstanding. And you just mentioned there that you've had your first round. How many rounds through to the final for people who get that far?
So we've got two full rounds, the first round and then the second round. Everybody competes in those two rounds. And then we take the top 100 to 120 into the semi-final. So they're the double scores from the first and second round, the highest double scores, which is normally if you could just get a double score, you'd be into the semi-final. But this year it's looking like you're going to need a couple of decent double scores to make the semi-final because of how good the cattle are this year. Once you get into that semi-final, it starts back from scratch. So your first two rounds are like your elimination rounds, and then you'll go into your semi-final, start from naught, and you take your semi-final score into the final, and we'll have between 30 and 40 back into the final.
What's the pressure like as you've gotten those two first double scores, then going into a semi-final where you're starting from scratch again?
Probably not the pressure going into the semi-final. It's probably more if you run a good score in that semi-final, then you make the final. The pressure here is on Saturday afternoon when there's about 6,000 people sitting around here and in the grandstands. They're sitting around here in the grandstands and there's a fair bit of pressure on then. There's a lot of people here watching the event. There's a lot of people watching on the live stream. People riding horses for owners and that sort of thing. So, and we're riding for a $100,000 first prize check, not to mention, and plus the gold buckle. You go and ask any competitor here what they want out of this weekend. They'll all tell you they want the gold buckle at the end of the day.
You spoke before about it's not just you doing it, it's sort of a whole family thing for you. Is that common among the competitors?
Well, they call it the family sport. They call it the family sport. It's a great sport to get your family into because there's more and more people getting into the sport like this. Every weekend you might have 6, 7, 8 different events on in a weekend, one weekend, all over the place. And every one of those events is full with 800 to 1,200 entries at each event. So you're talking 10,000 runs for a weekend. Like, the sport's gone to a new level the last 5 years, and I think that's on the back of Terry making the sport a bit more professional and putting more money up for it. And now those horses that we were riding 5, 6 years ago that were probably worth $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 for a good horse, those horses are now worth $150,000, $200,000. On the back of there being $100,000 prize money, first prize here at Willinga Park.
Yeah, it's amazing. Between, you know, families getting involved and a bit more funds being injected into the sport and sort of raising the profile of it, do you see it kind of expanding a lot quicker from now on? Like, you mentioned when we first started talking that you'd been doing it for close to 20 years and then it's just blown up in the last 5. Is it sort of going to, you reckon it's going to take off from here?
It still is. Like, it's taken off. There's more and more people, and I think a lot since COVID, a lot of city people, a lot of people with money in the city, and they're wanting to invest their money in something that they can enjoy and not necessarily come out and compete themselves, but even people with money that have been stuck in the city and locked up in the city, and they want to go and buy a horse and they want to see their horse compete, and they can sit at home here and watch this on the net and watch their horses go around and brag to their mates that they own that horse that just run 90 points and all that sort of caper. So there's a lot more interest in that way. There's a lot of people coming into the sport that wouldn't necessarily be involved in camp drafting or driving cattle or working out on places or have a farm or anything. They're just wanting an interest. And this is an interest with Australia's own horse sport. It originated in Australia. It's homebred. This originated from our work, like what we do at work every day. We're riding horses to work, mustering cattle, driving cattle. There's Ben Hall there walking past. He's spent most of his life. He would have spent more life on a horse than not. He's been driving cattle since he was about 6 years old.
Come Saturday, who are the names who are going to be in that arena and pushing for that gold buckle, do you reckon?
Oh, mate, the top guys are all here. Mark Buttsworth, he's leading the round today. He's got a team of good horses. Ben Hall, White Young's got a team of horses. Huey Miles, all your good guys are here. PJ Comiskey, Stevie Comiskey. Mate, there's, I don't know, there's all the top guys here, all the top blokes here. They'll all be there when the whips are cracking in the semi-final, and they'll be all riding as hard as they can trying to get a spot in that final, because that's what it's all about. You're not in the final, you're not going to win the 100,000, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Willingapark.com.au, that's where you can catch all the action on the live stream. Troy, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure to catch up and learn even more about the sport of camp drafting from you. Thank you so much for your time today, and all the best for the gold buckle.
Thanks, guys, and great to talk to you. All the best.